Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Hunter Biden plea deal pleads not guilty after plea deal is derailed. And now the media reacting shocked by the fact that the president now could be opened back up to investigations. All this because the lawyers of Hunter Biden misled and in essence lied to the court. The sweetheart deal, which would shield Hunter Biden from any future prosecution. The judge said, when did you put that in there? That was not supposed to be in there. I don't feel comfortable with that. In other words, no. You're not getting this deal, at least at this point, in my courtroom. The judge refusing to accept the Hunter Biden plea deal. Here's how Lester Holt described it on NBC News.
Courtroom surprise for President Biden's son, Hunter, who was widely expected to walk out of a court today with most of his legal troubles behind him. Instead, the younger Biden saw his plea arrangement with the government over tax charges crumble when the judge challenged some of the terms of the deal, including a constitutional question, telling the two sides she cannot accept or reject the plea agreement. The upshot, instead of pleading guilty to failing to pay his taxes for 2 years, as the arrangement called for, Hunter Biden pled not guilty to the charges. The two sides ordered to provide the court with more information. Hunter Biden has been a frequent target of President Biden's political adversaries, with many calling the Hunter plea agreement a sweetheart deal. Ryan Nobles has details.
Hunter Biden entered a federal courthouse today hoping to bring to an end his legal problems. It did not turn out that way. Tonight, in a stunning move, a federal judge refusing to sign off on his controversial plea deal. Judge Mary Ellen Noriega, a Trump appointee, saying the agreement contained atypical provisions and she needed more information, telling the lawyers, quote, I am not in a position to accept or reject this plea agreement, so I'm going to defer it. At one point, as the deal was unraveling, Biden's attorney declaring, quote, we'll rip it up, while prosecutors revealing their investigation into Hunter Biden is ongoing, and the deal would only absolve Hunter of legal issues between 2014 and 2019, and only on drugs, taxes, and firearms charges. Hunter Biden today pleading not guilty to the tax charges. The delay in the case, a further political headache for the White House.
This case was handled independently, as all of you know, by the Justice Department under the leadership of a prosecutor appointed by the former president, President Trump.
The original plea agreement sparking outrage from Republicans, blasting it as a sweetheart deal for the president's son, which allowed him to avoid prison time. The attorney general has said that U.S. Attorney David Weiss has full authority to bring whatever charges he wanted. But two IRS investigators turned whistleblowers recently told Congress that was not true.
It appeared to me, based on what I experienced, that the U.S. attorney in Delaware in our investigation was constantly hamstrung, limited, and marginalized by DOJ officials as well as other U.S. attorneys.
Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings at the center of House Republicans' growing investigations into the president that could lead to an impeachment inquiry.
Impeachment inquiry is allowing Congress to get the information.
The president has repeatedly denied he spoke to his son about his businesses. So far, the GOP providing no evidence of wrongdoing. And Hunter Biden also at the center of another controversy, with President Biden facing criticism for not publicly acknowledging his seventh grandchild, Hunter's daughter.
I have six grandchildren, and I'm crazy about them.
Hunter Biden and the child's mother recently concluded a legal dispute. The White House has declined to discuss the issue.
So, Ryan, let's circle back to that surprising court hearing today. What happens now in all this?
Well, the judge has given the two sides 30 days to work out an agreement that would satisfy her concerns. And this comes as U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who has disputed the claims of those IRS whistleblowers, has offered to testify in front of Congress later this fall.
So you look at this now and you see this, and now it's, you can see how the media is covering it, right? They're totally changing. They just mentioned it's a sweetheart deal. They just said this thing blew up in their face. They just said that this is a bad day for the family, right? This is a very, very, very bad day for not just Hunter Biden, but also Joe Biden and what this could now open up. MSNBC, however, they said this was a gift. And they said this is not a bad thing this morning, trying to spin this. And I expect that from MSNBC. Their audience doesn't want to hear anything bad about the Bidens, so they're going to keep lying to their audience if they have to. They are, you know, Claire McCaskill, for example, last night, she went on TV and defended the Biden, saying, everybody stop picking on this guy who's just addicted to drugs, right? Like, be nice to him. Former White House press secretary, hosting in prime time last night, sitting in for Chris Hayes, had McCaskill on, and this is the best way they could skew this or try to manipulate the reality of this court date. Listen.
Well, you gave me a perfect transition to ask you to put your political hat now on, Claire, because what I'm curious about is what you'll be watching over the next couple of days. I mean, Hunter Biden is a favorite target of Republicans in the House, Republicans from the Trump wing of the party and others. What accusations and arguments do you think they're going to make, given this didn't go exactly as planned today?
Well, they're going to keep doing what they've been doing. They are going to try to indict a father for loving his son who has been addicted to drugs and or alcohol.
And did you hear that? They're going to try to indict a father for loving his son who has been addicted to drugs and or alcohol. Before I play this, look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, listen carefully. She's going to tell you there's no evidence connecting Joe Biden to any of the Biden crime family crimes. Like, you know, the millions of dollars is somehow just not real. Listen to this.
And without evidence of the father doing anything other than loving that son. And that, I think, doesn't fly with most of the American people. It may fly within that small calcified circle of the Trumpers who want to believe that somehow Joe Biden was involved in nefarious dealings. But there's no evidence. And believe me, if there was evidence, Durham, who was left in place, as you pointed out, by President Biden, would have found it. And certainly Weiss, who was left in place by President Biden, would have found it. And I do not believe for a minute that either one of those federal prosecutors that had the resources of DOJ at their disposal would have found evidence, if it was there, that would have shown any problem of Joe Biden. So this is a dog that won't hunt. And they have selective amnesia, by the way. They have selective amnesia. I mean, I can make a very strong argument politically that the only reason Donald Trump is president is because of DOJ and them inappropriately issuing a letter 10 days before the election about Hillary Clinton's emails.
You wouldn't be the only one who makes that argument. Well, a dog that won't hunt. I love that phrase. Love a good Clara McCaskill-ism. Thank you so much for...
Claire McCaskill-ism, isn't that sweet? What a cute little interview there. Love you, Claire. You're so sweet. They just straight up lied. And they're going to do this on MSNBC. And the media will try to get back to this. Adam Schiff, by the way, walking to his office this morning. Here's what he had to say about all this.
I think the Republican desire to impeach someone, anyone, no matter whether there's any evidence, just shows how they have... descended into chaos.
The Republicans' desire to impeach someone, anyone, no matter if there's any evidence, just shows how they have descended into chaos. This is the same guy that knew that the Steele dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton. This is the same guy that impeached the President of the United States of America, tried to overthrow the will of the voters in this country, knowing the entire time that Hillary Clinton, right? Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for the Steele dossier. And yet he still went forward to try to overthrow the will of the people. CNN's David Kalyan, he's their chief political director at CNN. He described the Hunter Biden ongoing investigation this way.
An ongoing DOJ investigation into some of the allegations that they have been putting out.
Yeah, the fact that if indeed the result out of court today is there's clear understanding on both sides that there is ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden, that fits beautifully into the Republican frame. You have to understand, you noted Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, talking, laying the groundwork for an impeachment inquiry, which goes back to these issues as well, because the whole impeachment inquiry that he wants to set up here is about Biden's business dealings, Hunter Biden's business dealings, and if indeed Joe Biden in any way, as vice president, may have interfered in some way or exerted influence for the benefit of his son or his family. They haven't produced any evidence that is the situation yet. But now add in ongoing investigation. By the way,
do you hear this? They haven't produced any evidence. So the suspicious activity reports are saying are not evidence. The phone calls are not evidence. The text messages are not evidence. The laptop from hell is not evidence. The whistleblowers coming forward are not evidence. So everything that we have that is evidence that got this judge to say, I'm not doing this deal, they're now saying is not evidence at CNN.
And it allows them to portray a picture entering into the campaign season to start chipping away at Joe Biden's character. That's the entire sort of premise here. That's the goal of what they want to do. They want to muddy up Joe Biden in the minds of voters ahead of the reelection.
So there's no evidence. CNN just said they're cheap political guy. This is how much scumbaggery there is in media. I mean, this is truly how much scumbaggery there is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Let's deal with this shocking news. It is shocking and also exciting news. That deals with a pretty big issue. The issue that it deals with is the Biden crime family, and now there being some accountability for the Biden crime family. Media going all in to discredit this, to undermine the now real reality that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden may be held accountable for their crimes. They keep saying there is no evidence. Marco Rubio has this to say about impeachment now. Take a listen.
Business interest. They're going to the Biden family.
Well, I think more than just...
And we're supposed to just say, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so I think more than just the... I think sometimes people would think to themselves, well, they paid him all this money, so now in return you're going to do something nice for them. I think we need to think about what other information... I mean, if you've paid Hunter Biden all this money, whether you're a Chinese company or a Ukrainian company, what information... This is compromising information. This is the kind of thing that you could back channel. Hey, you know, we're going to release this stuff if you push too hard or you don't do what we want you to do in policy front. I mean, understand when you do deals with these people have like whatever Ukrainian business interest Hunter Biden was involved in. These people have documents. They've got more information than we have right now. And I'm sure they threatened, if that's the case, to provide it publicly and create real problems for the president. That's a tremendous amount of leverage to have over a political figure. That's why things like this have to be revealed.
And Senator, talk of impeachment proceedings, at least being mentioned by Speaker McCarthy. What is your view on that, given what we've learned so far?
Well, let me first say I'm not an impeachment I don't want to turn into Peru, okay, that's now basically impeached their last seven presidents. So we have impeachment, counter-impeachments all the time. That said, if you listen very carefully, what the Speaker of the House has said is that impeachment proceedings at this point is the only process they have from an evidentiary front to be able to go out and subpoena records and get documents and get information that otherwise is not forthcoming and isn't being provided because they're ignoring congressional subpoenas from the committee level. So that's what the Speaker McCarthy has said. Those proceedings will be used. Now, we'll see what that uncovers. I mean, like anything else, I mean, the process exists for a reason. But I don't think he's saying we're going to definitely impeach him. I think he's saying we're going to have an impeachment process to generate evidence that we can't get right now because they're stonewalling us across government agencies and Hunter Biden and other private parties refusing to provide information that could provide more insight into all of this.
Marco Rubio, I like how he talks in a very measured way about this and just kind of lays it out. And if you look at this compared to what the rest of the media is saying about this, and they're in shock that this has happened, they just don't know how they're going to put around it. And they're just, you know, wow, this is just over the top, right? Claire McCaskill, right? GOP trying to indict Biden for loving his son who has been addicted to drugs. No, that's not what we're doing at all. But if you put these narratives together long enough and you keep saying them over and over and over and over and over again, then it may have an impact on the public. That's what they're hoping. White House press secretary asked about this yesterday as well when all this was going down. Congressman Stefanik called out the House's shifting message on Biden's involvement with Hunter business deals. Remember, their line was he never talked about business with his son. Then it changed to, we called it out here as soon as we heard it, he was never in business with his son. So they've changed that narrative at the White House. Listen.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre reacted to all of this yesterday. Here's what she said. Watch.
So I just want to clear this up once and for all. The president has previously said that he has never discussed overseas business dealings with his son, but the White House now says that the president has never been in business with his son. So why the updated language? Which statement is true? Or is this semantics and they're both true?
As I stated on Monday, when I was asked this question multiple times, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed on this. Nothing has changed on this. And so you could ask me a million different ways on this question. Nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, Congresswoman. What do you want to say?
Not only is that factually inaccurate, but it's condescending to the American people. The American people are smart. They know that the White House is trying to cover their tracks. They know that they're having to change their position because we've shown evidence that Joe Biden has spoken to Hunter Biden about his overseas business dealings. And what's worse, he did so, and I believe was intimately involved, when he was the sitting vice president. And now he's involved in forcing the Department of Justice to cover up and protect the Biden family, to protect them from the rule of law and prosecution. That's fundamentally un-American. And as I said, it is our constitutional responsibility to root out corruption in every agency. And we're going to do that as House Republicans. And I've been proud, standing in the breach on some of the toughest fights we've had related to the unconstitutional impeachment under the Democrats. We're going to do things right and follow the facts and evidence and make sure that the impeachment inquiry, our subpoenas and our requests for documents have the most understanding and that the judges rule in favor of the House of Representatives when it comes to our constitutional responsibility of oversight.
Well, I mean, I can understand the issue.
The White House, and she's right. They're lying. They're absolutely lying to you. And then Claire McCaskill also said this on MSNBC a moment ago. Wow. She said, quote, "What I'm interested in is who's been given immunity to testify against Trump." So now she's saying that the immunity deal that was going to be given to the Bidens, now she's saying needs to be flipped the other way. And she's going back after the Trumps. So they're going to do everything they can to try to make this muddy the water, say, oh, this is all just political. It's back and forth political. There's one company that's more political than another company. Another party's one is more political than the other party. And that's how we're going to deal with this. And that's how we're going to fight against it. And that's how we're going to say that there's a problem. That's the whole ball game now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let me also tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. Have you been saving a long time for retirement? Well, if you have, you've probably been really stressed out over the last year with interest rates have been skyrocketing, inflation issues, bank failures, and people that have actually lost some money in their retirement accounts. If you aren't invested and diversified in gold, you should check out Augusta Precious Metals. Augusta Precious Metals, they're just different. They'll even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you the facts about gold and precious metals. It's all about protecting your IRA and protecting your 401k in this crazy economy. And it's so important if you're in retirement or close to retirement because there's no time to make up losses. Now, if you've had those losses, you know what I'm talking about. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, take a look at their free guide that they'll send you. And they'll do a one-on-one conference with you to talk about your financial portfolio. Both are filled with economic insights, and their gold IRA info will give you peace of mind of knowing that, hey, you can protect your hard-earned dollars. 877, the number 4, gold IRA. That's 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com or 877, the number 4, gold IRA. Hunter Biden rejected plea deal is now putting the Justice Department in the hot seat. By default, putting also the president in the hot seat. And this also, I think it's pretty clear that this means that the what happened in Delaware and the cover up to the Biden crime family, what happened to get this cover up is not going now unnoticed. Now, don't worry. The media is now saying, talking about the liberal media, oh, well, this is just the Republicans obsessed with trying to impeach somebody and trying to find a crime and to muddy the waters. Not the case at all. There's actual evidence here. But besides that, that's how Democrats are now going to deal with this. Now, I want you to hear what the Five had to say on Fox yesterday about this. It was a very interesting conversation about the Justice Department now facing all this heat over the developments that transpired during the Hunter Biden investigation, the first court appearance on Wednesday. As his plea deal fell apart, he then pleaded not guilty as federal prosecutors confirmed he's still under federal investigation. So what does that mean? Listen.
Not off the hook. The first son's sweetheart plea deal getting blown up in a dramatic legal twist. Hunter Biden showing up in a federal courthouse in Delaware and pleading not guilty to gun and tax charges. The shocking development happened after the judge started asking just some basic questions on the terms of the original plea agreement, like what was and was not part of the deal. The judge was very concerned on whether Hunter could get blanket immunity from future prosecutions, and at one point said that she is not going to be a rubber stamp. The prosecutors also admitting that there's still an ongoing investigation surrounding Hunter Biden and potential violations of foreign lobbying law. The White House, well, you can imagine, not too keen to talk about any of this.
Hunter Biden is a private citizen, and this was a personal matter for him. As we have said, the president, the first lady, they love their son and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life.
When the senator crafted gun legislation, as president, he talks often about the need to get illegal firearms off of our streets. So when someone possesses one illegally, what does the president believe should happen to them?
I'm going to be very careful because I see where this question is going, and I'm just going to refer you, as this has been an independent investigation. It's overseen by the Department of Justice. I'm going to let them speak to this as they are moving forward.
Judge, there's probably a good reason that the Justice Department did not release the plea agreement for all of us to see, because when the judge started just asking some basic questions, it was pretty clear it was outrageous. I mean, they should be embarrassed.
Well, the deal was laughable, and the Department of Justice today is not in a good place. What normally happens in a plea deal, and I remember from when I was a judge, I mean, that the day you took pleas was a slow day. There was never any drama. Everybody understood the parameters of the plea. The defendant comes in, and the judge has to do an allocution to make sure that the defendant understands the parameters of the plea. And so the judge will be very specific about what did you do, what did you say, what were you thinking. In this case, you know, on a tax case, where did the money come from, who were you working for, and the tax years that he's charged for. But in this particular case, normally you would have, you know, the defense and the prosecution would have hammered this out. I mean, this would have been very clear. I've never had anything like that happen to me ever.
Wow.
Never. I mean, plea deals, they're hammered out because they know if they don't do it, they end up going to trial. So in this case, it was really laughable what happened, because when the judge started the discussion and the intro to the allocution, it was clear that when she said, what is going on with this continuing investigation? And then the defense attorney started talking about immunity. And it appeared that they were thinking about immunity going into the future, not just past immunity, but immunity going into the future, which is something that is just not done unless you're at the very least cooperating and bringing in someone like a major drug dealer. So the allocution, as it was supposed to go forward, basically couldn't happen, because once it was on the record, the Department of Justice had to say, well, it's a continuing investigation, and the judge says, so you might file more crimes, more charges. And they say possibly, and she says, like Farah, foreign agent, like Paul Manafort. And at that point, the attorneys started getting very uncomfortable, because here's the insult, Dana. This was a deal where everyone was in on the con, but the judge and right. The American people.
Right.
It was a con going down. They didn't expect the judge to ask any questions. And they said, you know what, we're going to get this through and Hunter's going to walk out and he's going to be just fine. And the judge was not interested in what had gone on in terms of, you know, they're saying that, you know, we're going to give him future immunity because she knew it was continuing investigation. And even if it isn't this Department of Justice, the next Department of Justice, if statute of limitations hasn't passed, can go after him. But she then said to the prosecutors, is there any precedent in the Department of Justice for doing something like this with both the diversion program with the gun, which she said was unheard of. And I've never heard of it. It's one of the things I've talked about. How can a guy go to plead guilty to a gun charge when he hasn't been charged with a gun charge? And they didn't have any answers to any of this. Now, this started, Dana, last night, right before the plea, there was someone who called to strike testimony of the whistleblowers. It happened on, I believe, on Tuesday or Monday of this week, from the transcript. Mm-hmm. The judge tracked the phone call. The judge found out that it was traced back to someone connected to Hunter Biden's lawyers. The judge is the one who found that out. So when that judge walked into that courtroom, she had a bad taste in her mouth from the beginning when they tried to strike the testimony of the whistleblowers. And in the end, the DOJ couldn't offer this deal and say with a wink and a nod, it's under investigation. And it was clear why they were doing it, to keep Congress from it.
You're probably going to hear a lot about this judge from the left, I would imagine. Some pretty aggressive scrutiny, you imagine, is coming. Remember, interestingly, she is the one, she ruled against the laptop repairman in his defamation suit. So it's not like she has been somebody who is just trying to help the anti-Hunter side, if we can call it that. Greg, do you remember when
Let's just stop there for a second. This is a judge, by the way. They're going to say Trump appointed judge. They're going to say that over and over again. These judges don't get these jobs without the liberal senators agreeing to them, the same way that you don't get a United States attorney for Delaware. He can't get that job without the two liberal senators signing off on him. So you're not getting a conservative judge, if that makes sense. This judge went against the repairman and the Hunter Biden laptop. So understand, this is not a conservative judge by any means. This is a liberal, more liberal judge. But when you lie to the court the way that the Hunter Biden attorneys did, and she figured it out because she was being misled and lied to by the court, that's when there apparently is what I would describe as hell to pay now for that. And now there's an ongoing investigation. And she's like, well, if there's an ongoing investigation, why are you treating me this way? And why are you lying to the court, in essence, trying to get a deal that is absurd, that it gives immunity that should never be given? And that's a very, 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 very important point that needs to be made. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.